This is the Team Builders Podcast, building better teams.
Welcome back to the Team Builders Podcast. My name is Jonathan, and along with my two wonderful co-directors, Jerry and Stephen, this podcast explores excellence and high performance in teams and the way in which team building and engagement can positively impact on that pursuit. We bring over 20 years of team building experience, delivering hundreds of corporate team engagements every year across the UK and beyond. If you're looking for practical insights and inspiration to help you build a stronger team, you've come to the right place.
This is the Team Builders Podcast with Stephen Haseley, Jerry Crowley and Jonathan Haseley.
All right, gents, the Team Builders Podcast, it is back and I am looking forward to this one because I have planned a lightning fast quick fire round with as many different questions as possible to be answered as quickly as possible. Stephen, Jerry, how are you feeling and are you up for it?
Nervous.
Ready for Alton Towers after this, Jonathan. Yeah, buckle up and strap in.
You will be. Well, I had, of course, wanted to be the quizmaster, but I thought we should maybe get in a proper professional. Unfortunately, they weren't available, so I had to steer to our wonderful producer, Mr. John McAnally. John, how are you, my friend?
Hello, gentlemen.
John, it is so good to have you here with us today. You obviously do a wonderful job producing our podcast, and this time I want you to be the host with the most. Bring on the quiz questions. I'm expecting.
Well,
fast,
I've got some
furious
quiz music for you, Jonathan.
Oh,
here we go. There you go.
John, we might actually pay your invoice this time. That was sensational, mate.
That okay. Is producing.
John, it's going to be over to you. We're expecting fast and furious. We will take the answers as you shout them out to us. And yeah, we're ready to go if you are.
Right, we'll just jump in when you can, boys. I've got some quick fire questions for you all about your company and team building. First of all, Stephen, what's the best conference you've ever been to and what made it stand out?
One of the best events we've ever done was on an oil rig in the North Sea, and myself and Jerry flew out there in a helicopter and all the gear was shipped out, and it was phenomenal to be able to entertain people in an unusual situation and be able to deliver the message to them, and they got an enormous amount out of it as well. And for myself and Jerry, it was absolutely fun times to the max.
It was.
Good answer.
Jonathan.
I'm ready.
Which venue have you worked at that really surprised you, for the better or for the worse?
Oh, that's a good one, John. Listen, we work at venues all over the country. Some of them are enormously exciting to be at. Some of them you think, oh my word. The one that surprised me, I'm a Liverpool fan. I had to go to Old Trafford. It was tough. It wasn't easy. At the time, I wasn't going to enjoy it. But when I walked in, the hospitality was exceptional. The setup was superb. We had 300 people that we delivered to. And although I had to go against my own personal allegiances, I felt that it really was something that I could walk away from and go, well, I don't like their football team, but they know how to knock out a hell of a conference. So that was that one for me, John.
You probably got more cheers in the team as well when you went.
I did.
Jerry, what's the most unusual venue you've ever delivered at?
I think probably a medieval ship on the Thames. That was probably most unusual one. I was crazy. And getting the gear on, I thought it was going to be easy. We had to crawl across a mini plank. That was hell. And then,
With a wheelbarrow.
Brilliant crack. It was a daytime team building and then the evening entertainment. I never forget that. That experience was great crack.
Stephen, we have to come to you for this one. What's the most outrageous client request and did the experience work out well?
Yes, we did an incentive event for clients that came from Norway in the state of Aberdeenshire, and the client the night before asked for a live rat because he wanted to try and show that his team could overcome their fears and achieve success. We did not give him a live rat.
Well done, Stephen. Thank the Lord.
I think we went to the cinema, we cut out something from Ratatouille from a movie and we presented it in the room. Team Challenge Company, we don't do live rats.
That should be your tagline from here on in.
Why not?
It might be.
John, can I answer that question? I know it's not my turn.
Yeah, go for it,
Jerry. I can answer it. Most outrageous client request I had was for Jonathan to be come out on stage with 2 to 4 dancing heads.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So it was sensational. I was skeptical all the way up to I heard the music and I saw the dancing heads come, but it was blast.
They wanted the Dermot O'Leary experience, but they could not afford Dermot O'Leary, so they afforded me, and I had to just dance on the stage.
It was a better experience.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah, it was interesting. Yeah. I think they noticed that my dancing wouldn't be great because they had this whole dance routine, and then they said, just dance along at the edge, it'll be fine.
Jonathan, you're the man for this question.
All right, mate.
What's a team activity that costs nothing but delivers results?
Oh, okay. Well, get your team around the table, have a little 5 minutes off here's a nice thing. Here's a little 5 minutes of something personal that connects you with your team. So it's always, when you're in business, I often find that you always know the business person, not the person behind the desk. So it's always nice to know what they did, whether at the weekend, or if they've got something, you know, a personal achievement that they made. Has anybody done a marathon recently, or been on safari, or those kind of things? So get your team around, have a little 5 minute blast of questions of fun personal things, but that will kind of connect you with the person behind the business mask.
And that leads into beautifully in one of our previous episodes as well, is what's your favourite icebreaker that always gets a laugh, Stephen?
Okay, so something that I've done over the past little while, which is off-piste, of course, is that I like to try and get the organiser to be involved right from the very off, because normally they're an unsung hero and they don't get the praise they're due for. So I call them out of the audience and I get them to arm wrestle the biggest, strongest person in the room, usually for charity. You know, it gives them a round of applause and a round of thanks as well, in terms of they've put a lot of effort in for the day, and it makes them settle into the day. It's just a bit of fun, lighthearted. If we can raise 5 quid for charity, whatever, but also gets people settled in into the fact that we're going to do something that's a bit off-piste, and means that they're going to do something that's a bit different for them as well.
Which leads to the question, who would win an arm wrestle between you three?
Steve-O's got a good technique.
Yeah,
he's got a good technique. I don't know if he's got the power, but
he's got
I will go Steven.
Yeah, he hooks the hand like that.
Yeah, he's got it. That's called the fisherman's hook.
Yeah,
or not.
Yeah. A reminder, Stephen can't fish.
Jerry,
yes.
If you could only run one type of event for the rest of the year, what event would that be?
That's hard, isn't it?
That's a tough one.
Okay, I go with Infinite Loop. It's VR experience. I think for the team taking part, they learn a lot about themselves and about working from remoteness. And also they learn that intonation is more of a tell than visual. So what I mean by that, in the VR, you're in a different world. And if somebody is talking to you and say, and hurry up, when you can't see their face, so you know you get upset by that. So there's loads of learning from Infinite Loop. We could debrief it for an hour. So I would go Infinite Loop.
There you go. And I'm going to write down something here, and I wonder if my answer will match yours, Jonathan.
Okay.
What's one venue you haven't worked in yet but really want to?
Guess, John. I'm going to go with Anfield.
I've written that down correctly. Yes. You get the thing for that.
Now that we are new Premier League champions, I think it's... Yeah, John, I got the bonus points. Now that we're new Premier League champions, it is well deserved. Listen, we work with, as I mentioned earlier, loads of fantastic venues across the board. And sometimes I get a little bit jealous when a couple of the other team get to go to a new and exciting venue that I haven't been to yet. But yeah, Anfield is one on the list. If we can get that hooked up, if anybody fancies delivering a team building event at the home of the Premier League champions, hook us up, because I will be there straight away.
What about you, Jerry?
Sistine Chapel.
Good one.
I'd love to run an event in Sistine Chapel.
Yeah, that would be cool.
And probably the one I would do would be One Voice.
Which
is a choir experience.
Yes.
I think that would be a most sensational team event ever on this earth.
Yeah. Yeah. We might need to get big budgets for that.
Absolutely.
We need to work with Rolex or somebody for that.
Name drop.
Yeah. And Stephen, finally you, what's the one venue you would like to work at?
John, I would like the three of us directors to have a closest to the pin driving competition on the moon. Because I reckon any one of us could reach about 750 yards with that
just about
zero atmosphere, just about doing that, and we'd be the first but not the only to do that. Lead the way.
There you go. And that's your quick fire questions over, boys. Well done,
John. Sensational. What a quiz host. I particularly like the part where you give me the ding. Does that mean that I win?
Do you want to, yeah, you can have it again.
Yes! I'm taking it.
I don't like that.
Nervousness. It's all about collaboration, but I'm still the best. Folks, it's been great fun having John with us today. Jerry, Stephen, I'm sure you appreciate John's efforts in asking us our questions there.
John, you've done a great job. You have a face for the radio.
Thank you.
And next time, folks, we promise that we will get John's relative, Alan McInally, who we thought that we had signed up to, but actually it was John. Thanks so much for that round of lightning fast team building episode. It was great fun on the Team Builders podcast. Hope you learned something new, and we'll catch you next time. Thanks, boys. See you soon.
Boom.
Thanks so much for listening to that episode of the Team Builders podcast. For more insights, ideas, and inspiration, head to teamchallenge-company.co.uk or follow us on social media. We would love to engage with you there. For everything else, we look forward to catching you again on the Team Builders podcast.